This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
Sometimes we follow rituals in our lives that we don't fully understand. We just do them because we've always done it that way. But with understanding comes greater meaning and significance. I remember once overhearing a conversation between two young people attending a Jewish funeral. They watched as each of the mourners took a spade and shoveled some dirt on the casket. One then asked, "Why are they doing that?" To which the other replied, "I don't know. It just seems like a silly ritual." Well, no one had taken the time to explain the meaning behind that ritual, that by participating in the burial, the mourners were showing great respect and love toward the deceased. But there was some truth to their thinking. In the book of Isaiah, God poses a similar challenge to the people's practice of religious rituals. "Is this the kind of fast I have chosen?" asks Isaiah. "Only a day for people to humble themselves?" The fast days of the Jews were all about form with little substance. God saw that the Jews were physically humbling themselves, but not spiritually, not internally. And in the end, God says, it's not about sitting in ashes. It's about setting the oppressed free, feeding the hungry, and clothing the naked. God doesn't want our empty, archaic rituals either. Think about it. If our actions are meaningless to us, they're surely meaningless to God as well. This is Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein wishing you shalom.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Thousands of Jewish families, children, and elderly Holocaust survivors in Israel and the former Soviet Union live in shocking poverty. Find out how you can help them during this holiday season at holylandmoments.ca.